You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Miami Marlins edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Joe Fusaro. And Joe, Marlins, interesting, kind of an interesting team at this year's winter meetings. For me, everybody on the planet is in on Ben Zobrist. Everybody's ready to trade pitchers, pick up pitchers. The Marlins, while there are some rumors out there, it seems like they're kind of laying low on the player side.
Yeah, this is a team that their mission is to come in here, try to get a starter or two, which everyone's looking to do. And, you know, when you hear frontline starting pitcher, what they're looking at is dependability. They want somebody that can go 180 or more innings. Last 2 years, they've used 13 different starting pitchers. They had a lot of injuries, lack of performance. So, you know, they want to kind of solidify it, make it as stable as possible. That's why you're hearing names like Wade Miley and, you know, then some free agents potentially like a Giovanni Gallardo, Ian Kennedy could be a possibility. They were in on John Lackey. You know, I got that confirmed last night that they were in. They felt they made a competitive offer for John Lackey, but their understanding was Lackey chose the Cubs. Cubs obviously were a playoff team, 90-plus win team. So he leaves St. Louis to go there this stage of Lackey's career. Marlins, although aspirations are to be one of 10, have yet, they were 20 under. So they have yet to make up that ground to convince a free agent like a John Lackey that this was the place to be. But they are still aggressively trying to find that kind of pitcher.
I love what you just said, because to me, that segues beautifully into what they have done, right? And so to convince these big name free agents to come to Miami to be a part of something big, in some ways, maybe you have to create an atmosphere of something big, and perhaps that is with all these, as you say, the infrastructure moves they've already made, right? I mean, their big moves have been Mattingly, Bonds, etc. So it seems like they're trying to create an entirely new identity that maybe then ultimately does attract
people. Well, they got away. They're a, as everyone knows, a low revenue market team. They don't like to call it small market because Miami is not a small market, but they operate as one. So they kind of got away from development in terms of they weren't producing the players and developing the players at the lower levels. Their minor league records across the board were very bad. And some of their big moves, and it started in September when they hired Mark Del Piano away from the Pirates, and he's running their minor league development. They got Jim Benedict away from the Pirates. He is basically like the vice president of pitching, something they never had. He's going to work with pitching at the young level as well as the big league level, working with Juan Nieves, who just got hired to be the pitching coach for Don Mattingly. So they are trying to develop bottom all the way to the top. Obviously, you bring Mattingly in. You got Tim Wallach and all the experience he has. They literally have like four hitting coaches. They got Barry Bonds, of course, and you got the biggest name in terms of power the sport has ever seen. You have Mattingly, who was obviously a very talented hitter in his playing career. Tim Wallach was 3 or 4 years a hitting coach in L.A., 17-year big leaguer. And you got Frank Minichino, who was the hitting coach the last couple of years, who's now the assistant hitting coach. So you got four different set of eyes on you. And the key will be how they work together, how they kind of bring out the best in, obviously health with Stanton is going to do that. But if Stanton gets a little bit better plate discipline, I mean, really watch out. I mean, he was watch out anyway. So I think that Bonds will help, you know, the Christian Yeliches, the D. Gordons, the Marcelo Zunas guys, the Danny Echevarria, JT Realmuto, their promising young catcher. I think all this knowledge they're trying to get is to develop players they feel is a really good core to all improve, and then they're going to see what goes on after that.
Okay, it would look like the Marlins have as good a duo as any team out there. I've been listening to these conversations lately about that pitching-hitting duo, right? You got Fernandez and you've got Stanton. You have something you can really build on. At the same time, are the Marlins listening on Jose Fernandez? Where is that?
Yeah, we could clarify the Jose Fernandez because there are some legs to what's out there. You had the Los Angeles Dodgers obviously did not sign Zach Greinke. He went to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are in the market for pitching. Well, they addressed that starter with Iwakuma, getting him formerly with the Mariners. Now it looks like they're going to give up something to get Aroldis Chapman. So the Marlins are like, they're not looking to get rid of Jose Fernandez. They're not anticipating trading Jose Fernandez. But if somebody is going to willing, you know, call them and make an overpay, and if someone like the Dodgers wants to part with some of their really high-end young pitching in their system, as well as really good their top young guys who are a Corey Seager types, and if they want to part with several of them, the Marlins will have to listen to that. Now, the indications are if the Dodgers have already done what they did with Iwakuma, Chapman, that they are not willing to go that path, and it would be kind of stunning. It's almost the offer you can't refuse type of thing. Mm-hmm. So they're doing their due diligence. They're not going to simply say, don't call us up. I honestly think there's about three or four teams that realistically could be in on Jose Fernandez. The Dodgers are interesting in the fact that they could be one of them, you know, because of their, you have, firstly, you have Don Mattingly here, you know, who was there. He knows their system and their players. And some of their players in their system are among the best prospects in baseball. So internally, Marlins people have been looking at them, you know, doing their due diligence like all teams look at all teams, you know, systems. So there's a fit there. Plus, the Dodgers are equipped to sign Jose long term. And the money he's going to command, assuming his career over the next 3 years tracks as such, he's going to be in that $150+ million range. Yeah, the Boston Red Sox, if they wanted to get serious, but they would have to part with a lot of people. Texas Rangers have a very good system. They could be an interesting, and the Houston Astros. You know, those are the type of teams. The Chicago Cubs could be a team if they wanted to, but you figure signing Lackey, it's a matter of pain tolerance. You know, if another organization wants to experience some pain and feels they can weather it, the Marlins will then say, okay, Jose, perhaps now we do it. Now, keep this in mind. You get rid of Jose Fernandez if you're the Marlins. Who's your number one starter? You're back in. You're wanting to compete with the Mets, the Nationals, and get to that level. I don't see it happening. We're at the winter meetings. It's the place where anything goes, where everything's said, everything's, you know, reported. You need a little bit of context and perspective when you talk about Jose Fernandez as a trade piece. And I don't anticipate it. There's been zero indication from a number of people I've talked to that the Marlins are leaning that way. But people bump into each other. They're going to exchange ideas, and they're going to see, you know, who might bite.
And it goes back a little bit to what you were saying earlier about making it an attractive place for other free agents. You get rid of Jose Fernandez, it does create that big question mark.
Yeah.
And people think, hey, do I really want to go get involved?
Exactly. And the market is with a great baseball trade will be hard to explain in Miami with all that has gone with high-profile players. A Cuban-born player in Miami, 23 years old, just on the cusp, coming back a year and a half, 2 years removed from surgery, it would be a real, you know, PR hit. And I'm sure they're aware of that as well. Again, I don't anticipate that. I anticipate Jose being their number one starter going into the season. The questionnaire, I won't say I don't anticipate him being the opening day starter. That's the logical thing. But when you're trying to monitor innings, you may do a plan that eases Jose's workload in April, accelerate it May, and try to get him go the rest of the year. But clearly, one of the elite young players, pitchers and players the game has right now.
Okay, so we wrap it up then. They need another starter. So, you know, gambling man, who are they leaving with? Gallardo was an interesting name.
Gallardo, an Ian Kennedy, a Scott Kazmir. The Marlins, like I just said about going out of your comfort zone or your pain tolerance, they don't want to really overspend on pitching because the track record is it's not wise investments because of attrition, injuries. I almost think they have to spend a little bit more, try to get as sure a bet innings eater as they can get without parting with an Ozuna, because now you need a center fielder, and hope that guy says yes, that, you know, and then you get that, develop the guys you have. And as the year goes on, if the Marlins are having a good season, which they would anticipate all teams do, but health, you have a healthy Stanton, a healthy Jose, you know, Christian Yelich going into year three, D. Gordon coming off an incredible year, you know, they get off to a good start. I think ownership then would say, okay, they're showing something now. Last year they spent early in the offseason. It didn't pan out. They got rid of salary. I think ownership would then be willing to take on salary, make the in-season additions, and then try to make a fun 2016.
Okay. A lot of interesting stuff, and we know Joe will be all over. Joe Fusaro, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Joe Frisaro, MLB.com Extras, the Miami Marlins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.